Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. This episode is brought to you by the Wedding Planning Blueprint Course, the new way to plan your wedding. I've been a professional wedding planner for almost 20 years now, and though nothing can beat the excitement of a wedding day, my favorite moments are sharing the real wedding planning experiences and tips that no one else is talking about. I designed this course to help take you from feeling lost and overwhelmed to educated and in control of your wedding plans. The course includes 24 lessons that are structured to help you first create your wedding planning foundation and then build upon it in an intentional way so that you don't make one of the most common and expensive mistakes, planning your wedding backwards. The newest feature in the course, Wedding Chat GPT, allows you to ask your wedding planning questions and get professional answers 24/7. The answers are pulled from the course content, which makes the responses reliable and actionable. This will be a true game changer, saving you time and money while you plan your big day. To see a full list of what's included in the course, head to planningcollective.com/WPB course. Working with a wedding planner would literally cost you thousands, but now you can have the expert advice and tips for under $150. And while the course is a steal, I do recognize that that's still an investment. Make sure you grab our free download, Expensive Wedding Planning Mistakes, and I can promise that that alone will save you the cost of the course. You can find our free guides at planningcollective.com, and I look forward to helping you plan your wedding. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Engagement season is just around the corner, so today's episode is for those that are thinking of popping the question in the next few months. And if maybe you're the one that is hoping for a ring soon, go ahead and forward this episode link on to someone who might need some tips, or play it in the background while you're making dinner together. Because today we are talking about the 10 steps to a perfect proposal. Let's get right into it. Number one, make sure the timing is right. This first step has a couple different meanings. Most importantly, have you guys discussed being ready for marriage? Well, you may know that you found the right person. That doesn't necessarily mean that they are ready for that big next step. Make sure that you've had that conversation together to ensure that you're on the same page before moving forward. And the next meaning to this step is that you want to make sure that your timing for the actual proposal is right. Generally speaking, you don't want to overshadow someone else's important day. So unless you know they are game for it, maybe don't propose at someone else's wedding or other big celebration. Number two, talking to your partner's parents. While the tradition of asking for the father's permission is definitely old school, the gesture is still really important to some people. You'll likely know whether this is something that your future in-laws will find important or not. But if you are unsure, I recommend that you take this step before proposing. You don't have to look at it as asking for permission in the old school and very dated way, but more like asking for their blessing or just simply letting them know that you intend to propose. Just including them in on the process is going to go a long way, and you may also need someone in the know to help you pull off the surprise. Number three, be ready with the ring, even if it's a temporary one. If you don't feel comfortable making such a big purchase as an engagement ring without your partner's input, you can purchase a placeholder ring that can be exchanged if needed afterwards. But make sure to ask this question before you purchase. Most jewelers will have options for you as long as they're not customized. And you'll likely have shaky hands going into the big moment, so ensure that you have a safe spot to tuck it away. If you're worried about the shape of a ring box in your pocket giving away the surprise, check out theboxsocks.com for a great way to keep a secret. Number four, know your audience, meaning your future fiancé. This is a very important step as it's easy to get caught up in other proposal stories and feel like you need to top them. Now, maybe your partner is someone that expects a very elaborate and public proposal, but if they hate being the center of attention, putting them up on a jumbotron at a big game is probably not the best route to go. When planning out how you want to ask the big question, Think about what kind of moment would be special to them, not what you think might make the best story. If they love the spotlight or a great Instagrammable moment, then go big and make it photo worthy. If you're homebodies and prefer to keep to yourselves, a romantic moment at home or a dinner for just the two of you might be the perfect option. And if you're not sure, you can ask. I think people generally feel like it has to be a complete surprise, but I don't think there's anything wrong with asking if they've ever given any thought to what the perfect proposal would be for them. If you don't want to be the one asking directly, then recruit some of their friends to try and get some info out of them. Those conversations may come off more naturally and not give the surprise away. Number 5, hire a photographer, or if that's not in your budget, have a friend capture the moment. It's going to be such a special moment and it's going to fly by so quickly. You'll be so grateful to have some images or a video to watch back later on. And if you're planning on a fully private moment with just the two of you, you can set up your phone to record and watch back later. Number 6, if you're having pictures taken, make sure your plan for the proposal includes a reason why your partner will get dressed up. If hair, makeup, and nails are important to your future fiancé, chances are they're going to be a little bummed if you propose when they're not ready for it. Try and think of something that feels normal for your routines, and the benefit of engagement season falling over the holidays is that there are many great opportunities for a reason to dress up. Number 7, generally speaking, the less people that know, the better. Now, I know that I've already suggested that you get family and friends involved beforehand, but be selective about how and when you ask people to be involved. Of course, if you're worried that they can't keep a secret, you should avoid getting them involved altogether. Ultimately, though, while a surprise proposal is usually preferred, even if your partner knows the moment is coming, that won't make it any less special for them. Number 8, practice what you're going to say and do ahead of time. The words said in the proposal tend to be overshadowed by the setup of the actual event, but in reality, it's one of the most important components of the proposal. Make sure to put lots of thought into what you want to say. Ideally, it's more than just a quick, "Will you marry me?" But if that's all you can get out in the excitement of the moment, that is fine. I also encourage you to think through the physical logistics, like if you're planning on getting down on one knee or not. That might sound silly, but if you're, say, on a pair of ice skates or maybe in a cramped restaurant, you want to think through the logistics of this beforehand. And if you are planning on getting down on one knee and you have someone taking pictures, make sure you stay down there and pause for a bit so they can get that great shot. Number 9, don't forget to celebrate. Think about what you plan to do right after the big moment. If you're at home, have a bottle of champagne ready to pop while you're calling all your friends and family. If you'll be out for the night, let the restaurant know your plans when you make the reservation so they can be ready to celebrate with you. And if you're planning on having family and friends get involved, they can be waiting at a restaurant or someone's home to celebrate with you after the big moment. And number 10, bring on a professional planner and florist to help you pull it off, especially if you're planning on going big. Having event pros that can help you set everything up and make sure everything is ready for you will make things so much easier on you. You'll already have a ton on your mind that day, so not having to worry about setting things up, lighting candles, or cueing musicians will be a huge help. Most wedding planners will be able to help with something like this, even if they don't have an actual proposal package listed on their site. They can also help you find the right location, photographer, and other vendors that you might need for the big moment. There you have it, the 10 steps to take for the perfect proposal. Now, I definitely want to hear from you. Are you planning on proposing over the holiday season? Head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and share with us what your plans are. It is a private group and we promise not to blow the surprise. And if you found this episode helpful, I would love it if you could take a quick minute to rate and review. It would mean the world to me and it will help other couples get the wedding planning help they need. Thank you so much and I will see you in the next episode.